It's the Muppet Show! Yay!
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to
light the lights.
Light the lights. It's time to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight.
Bum bum bum.
That's good TV right there. I've been watching a show called Muppets Now with Owen on a semi-nightly basis. Totally holds up.
Yeah, that was the reboot like 5-6 years ago, or was that longer than that?
I think less. I think it was a 2020 version.
Okay.
It's all formatted in a way that Scooter is like uploading these to the Muppets webcast or something.
Oh, fancy.
They have like 5 or 6 different bits that they do. They have like Okie Dokie Cooking with the Swedish Chef. They have Bunsen and Beaker do explosive science experiments.
I like that. Yeah.
Oh, they have Fozzie interview celebrity comedians.
Waka waka.
And then, for some reason, there's a segment where Miss Piggy hangs out with Tay Diggs and Linda Cardellini.
I know who one of those people are.
Yeah, Linda Cardellini is like, she's a that guy actor.
Ah, okay.
She had a small role in many things that you've seen.
All right.
And that's pretty much the show. It's very satisfying. It reminds me how much I enjoy the Muppets.
Oh, man, those old ones were so good when I was a kid.
Yeah, I thought all the middle and all the in between, I feel like they haven't really lost much over the years. Yeah. I liked all the original movies, plus, you know, the Muppets Christmas Carol, Muppet Treasure Island, that new one. I read an article about, did you see the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Right, because of that scene at the end that he and Bill Hader did with the puppet show, that's why they asked Jason Segel to...
Oh, to direct,
to direct that Muppet movie that he was in. And I thought that was a fun story.
Muppets
and that was a good movie.
Muppets in Space is not very good.
I didn't see that one.
Mm.
I'll believe that, though.
The first couple, though, I love those movies. They're so good. Muppets Take Manhattan is good.
Yeah, The Great Muppet Caper was solid. The Great Muppet
Caper is fantastic.
Donkey Teeth for the win.
Teeth! I remember as a kid going into, in my town, we also had a state theater.
Right.
And I remember going there with my dad and seeing, like, I think that's the first Muppet movie. There's a scene where Kermit is riding his bicycle to the city or whatever. And he thought that was, like, the most hysterical thing he's ever seen. Because Kermit's legs are so really long on the bicycle. And I just remember him finding that very funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, I gotta say, as far as ability to entertain me, Jim Henson has one of the highest success ratings.
Oh, my, yes. A super talented guy. Sorely missed.
Yeah. There's so few things that I can think of his that I'm like, nope, I didn't enjoy that. I love The Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody should.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
All right. You ready for this?
Ba-da-bum.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 380th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. I got here KS72 and Stinky Meat 15. How are you kids doing?
Good.
Surprisingly well.
Oh, well, surprisingly.
Yeah.
This is the week of the 26th of April going into May 3rd. In your 7-day 4-star crash... My liver?
Nope, no liver this time.
Oh, all right.
That was a new noise.
Okay. On the 24th, you had Yondu versus Gamora. Did you whistle your way to victory?
Yeah.
I did. Even with the worst possible build and a non-champion Yondu, it was a win.
Yeah, Yondu's pretty good. Like Yondu.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very, very acceptable.
Coming up number next, we have Gamora returning to fight Thanos. And some other chump, we don't know who it is yet.
Oh, that should be okay.
Get your stun going and
there
you go. I'd be surprised if you couldn't do both of whoever it is with, no health packs.
Oh, yeah, I would expect, yeah.
Right.
Unless there's, like, no blue on the board ever.
Even then, she does reasonable damage anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah, she's a pretty excellent character. And once again, as we are destined to be, No two builds are alike. True for both Yondu and Gamora.
Well, the internet says you are correct, though.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yes! That makes sense. The three is, or I mean, the black is her insta-kill, so that doesn't matter what level that's at in my mind, so I figured the other two had to be fives.
I thought the black did something, but I don't remember, so.
I thought if there were no regular purple tiles on the board, she automatically killed you or something like that.
That's true. It has,
and it puts out. It turns purple tiles into special tiles. She puts out like some number of special tiles. I don't remember if they're strike or attack, but yeah, she's a great character. Tons of damage from the red. That I'm with you, Ray. That should be a
it.
A
it does
win.
Both attack and strike tiles. That's why you can't remember which one it is.
Oh, okay, nice.
All right, so that should be an exciting play next week. That's good times. What I got going on in story world? You got Operation Spider Silk. That'll get you Hulk, the new Annihilus guy, some Kang shards. Placement is Miles and Null. You're Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. has a day left, maybe, if you haven't finished that yet. So
I've still got the who is it? Thing, Mordo, and whoever else? Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Haven't done that yet. I hurt my yellow jacket pretty bad on the other node, so I need to let him heal up.
We'll get to him later. Alliance event tomorrow, Peer into Madness, which is the Gargantos event. On the player side, you will get Mordo, Clea, and Magic. And Alliance side, it is Switch, Clea, and Magic. So, Clea and Magic covers coming your way.
Man.
That's exciting.
I'm never going to be able to generate enough hero points.
Right, there are 4 days left.
I gotta go Magic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I've already got one Magic cover dying on the vine, plus these two more. And I'll just sell someone and make room for Clea.
And you wanted Magic, personally, so you gotta do it.
Deeply.
Ray, there are 4 days left in the power season.
Yeah, I think I'm done with that. I got the, 50 wins or whatever it was. I got the cover. I don't think I'm going for that 10-pack. I just keep getting beat down too much.
Oh, I always just quit once I get the cover, then I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
You got another Clea cover?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hooked on a Field and it's running now. That is the Star-Lord event. That'll get you Star-Lord Mysterio. Placement there is Imperius Rex and some Doc Ock. In the news, Ian, you sitting down? We got a new clue.
Uh-oh. I'm ready now.
All right. The clue is Next Step Forward.
Somebody who regularly goes backwards, but...
Right. That's what I was like. Is there someone who travels backwards in time? Like a Benjamin Button style character?
I think this one may have been spoiled for me, but...
Is it Paula Abdul and MC Scat Cat?
It is not. That would be two steps forward and then one step back.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm excited to find out more. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. I got it. It's been solved. I just figured it out. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I'm that confident.
Wow. Ooh. Really? Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're close, Ray, if it hasn't already been spoiled for you.
Not yet. I'll think about it.
Think about when a species takes their next step forward. What are they doing?
Oh, evolving.
Yeah. Who's the bad guy in this new...
Guardians movie.
New Raccoons in Space movie.
To be honest, I haven't looked at it at all, so I'm...
I believe his name is the High Evolutionary. I think I just figured out Blue's Clues.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because I'm really smart. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's that's correct. And other news, though, there are some rebalances coming. Some people who recently reworked.
Recently reworked? Tell me more.
They are recently reworking Negasonic, because she's terrible. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Beast, which I always liked Beast, so I'm curious what's going to change.
Beast
that. Yeah,
OG Beast or Dark Beast?
It just says Beast, so I'm assuming OG Beast.
Huh.
Okay.
And Ray's previously mentioned Yellow Jacket is getting reworked.
But he's already popular.
Yeah. He could be dangerous or a dud.
So there you go. I'm excited to see if they can make Negasonic, good. But yeah, I've always enjoyed playing Beast, so I'm not sure what's going to happen
improve his blue.
Yeah,
maybe get a little more AoE out of the green, and I think that would be really strong
if you,
for a 3-star.
Yeah, I agree. If you pump up the damage on the AoE, that's really would make him super special. But that's what I got in News World.
Great.
What do you got? Anything?
What is up with the pick a prize rewards that I got? I was so excited about that. So needlessly excited. Did either of you get that?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Nope, no idea.
For my daily resupply said choose one, and it gave me three options of either a fool's gold token, 10,000 ISO, or two heroic tokens.
I have not seen this.
Oh, man. It definitely happened, and I definitely confirmed that other people have experienced it on Reddit.
Huh.
It was like the I don't know, but I was pumped.
Well, I'm glad that you got that.
Yeah, keep an eye out for it. I don't know what it's all about. Samurai says that some people got it, some didn't. So I guess this is a developing story here in the world of news. But yeah, that's what I wanted to mention earlier in the show.
Oh, good. I'll look, you know, see if that pops up. I'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. See if you get the same options as well.
Okay.
I mean, probably not. I feel like the Fool's Gold vault will eventually evolve into a different vault, but it was such a fun surprise. I hope you guys get it.
Very good.
Oh, the Fool's Gold vault. There's a vault named that.
Yes.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He got one token for that vault.
Ah, well, that was okay. One of the options. I did not choose that. I chose the ISO.
Sure. That is an excellent vault because it has the 500 five-star shards.
Oh, nice.
As a reward. And you can reset the vault if you, you know, have way too many hero points. You can
nice.
You can try and spend as much as you can.
I don't think I've even looked at that vault. Now I'm curious.
Quick, stop the show and look at your vaults.
Well, I have to. No, it's too late now.
This is the worst. So, right. Ray.
I'll look at it later.
I thought I was filling space. Never mind. Okay. Ray, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. That's all I got for news. So, is that it?
Okay. No, I got some news. All right, so, Ray.
Yes.
My outpatient procedure was a total success, and I'm feeling great.
Nice.
Thanks.
I assumed that everything went super since you were, you know, super. Logging into Discord.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you okay?
Yeah, absolutely. This is TMI for everybody but you two.
They removed his ball of rage.
Yeah, that giant lump I have on the back of at the base of my neck.
Yeah.
I have health insurance and can afford medical care. So the doctor was like, hey, I can take that out. I said, is it covered? He said, it sure is. And I said, all right.
Oh.
So I walked in this morning and he was a little slicey and quick suture and out the door.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great. I feel like I'm a half inch taller and I was already a tall dude.
Do you want to be shorter? That's where all the fun's at. Short people.
No way. I like being able to reach stuff on the top shelf.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Let's do it.
All right. This week then. On It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Ronan rules the rod.
Let's see what Ronan, the accuser, is a five-star character. Black, red, and blue. His black ability is a judgment call. It's passive and costs zero black AP. Let's see what it does. At the start of battle and every turn, if one does not exist, create a three-turn fortified countdown tile targeting a random enemy. While this tile is on the board, Ronan's matches against that enemy will deal 50% more damage, and his matches against other enemies will deal 50% less damage. When this tile expires, deal 3,150 damage to that enemy. And as this scales up, Ronan deals 100% more damage to countdown target, 30% less to other enemies. When the countdown tile expires, it deals 22,790 damage. Not super with math, but that seems significant. That is a three turn. That's very, very achievable. I don't hate that. Swift Hammer of Justice, 8 red AP. It deals 1,342 damage to the target and 671 to any enemies who dealt damage to Ronan last turn. If all enemies were damaged by this power, destroy a random 3x3 block of tiles, dealing damage but not generating AP. As this scales up, he deals 10,356 damage to the target and 5,178 to any enemies who dealt damage to Ronan last turn. Uncompromising power, 6 blue AP. Create 2 random 2-turn repeater tiles that create a copy of themselves on a basic random basic tile. When you match or destroy one of these tiles, deal 237 damage for this tile and each other uncompromising power tile on the board. That damage scales up to 1,715 damage. All right. I mean, I read that as a 5-5-3, but that's only because that last one was... I wasn't able to envision exactly how many of these repeater tiles that could copy themselves, so I can't really estimate how much that damage is on average. But this is not a character I have or have ever gotten a cover for, so... I don't know too much about their playability.
He's one of those ones that surprised me when I fight against him because I forget about him. And then all of a sudden I'm right. Dead. And I'm like, oh, what just happened?
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. I think the internet, most people who have Ronin championed have him at a 5-3-5. The second build is a 5-5-3, and I could argue either way on that. Like, I did a 5-3-5 because that does make his blue more useful, and it is only 6 blue, but...
Right, yeah, that's a bargain.
I could also argue that Swift Hammer of Justice is, you know, strong if you have it at a 5, and I love that animation, so... But there are better reds, which is probably why I have it that way.
Sure.
You know, I'm always using Shang-Chi, so I'm never going to use Ronin's Red.
Sounds fair. I love it. All right. There you have it. Ronin the Accuser. That's what Sunny and Zand are.
All right. Let's move into acting. Thank ya!
Ha!
Ian, who is our celebrity actor of the week?
The celebrity actor of the week is none other than Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston of Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad fame. Let me see.
I think it's back to you.
Is it? You made me lose count. You sure it's not you? Did you start last week? I came up with you.
Okay. I thought I did last week, but yeah, whatever.
No, I went first last week.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Ray went, and then you went, and then I complained because you didn't pick Silvermane.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, all so right. You are Bryan Cranston kickoff this week.
All right, I went with this one. It seemed like a natural to me, which means that everyone will hate it.
Yep.
I'm going with good old government official PIA in general in the Marvel Universe, our friend Henry Peter Gyrick.
I don't know who that is.
We have talked about him on this show before. he's a government official.
We've talked about lots of things on this, Henry. Yeah.
He's a government guy. He interferes with the Avengers. He's interfered with the X-Men. He's been behind with some Sentinels at times. It's been, I think he was, was part of Hydra for a bit, you know.
Nope. Now that I see his old school animation that popped up, I was like, that guy?
Yeah. See, to me.
He's a menace.
To me, that I think Bryan Cranston could fill that.
I don't hate that.
Huh.
Yep. Absolutely. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. See, all right. Maybe you don't hate as much as I thought.
No, not at all.
All right, good.
I like it. I prefer it to my option, to be honest.
All right. What you got?
Mine stemmed from, it's an entirely, not only is it only an entirely appearance-based pick, but it's not even Bryan Cranston's appearance. I was thinking about Walter White when I was casting this instead of Bryan Cranston, and it went awry. But I went with one of the... Cinderella stories from our superhero showdown brackets, none other than Dr. Druid. I said, you know what? Bryan Cranston could easily be Anthony Druid with just a little tweak to his hair. And I said, that's it. It's happening. So I think he would be excited to play a villain turned hero.
I did see that Bryan Cranston himself has mentioned which Marvel character he would like to play.
Oh.
So, we'll see.
Well, let's talk about that after Reyes.
Yeah, let's see what Ray went there.
Oh, I doubt it. So, my answer is more than a little tweak to his hair. Much, much more. I think, and again, though, this is based on Walter White, but more on the how sinister Walter White could be. I'm going with a heavy makeup, but Mephisto.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's fine.
I thought the way you worded that, you were going to go to the correct answer.
Mr. Sinister?
He is.
Yeah, I thought that was a segue, too. I was like, bold.
He is asked to play Mr. Sinister. There were some rumors on. So.
Yeah, he could do that, but that was not my answer. I couldn't change it the last minute. I think he could really pull off a very, creepy, devil. Yeah.
Yep. I don't. Yeah, that's a go big choice. I like it.
You know, just as a side effect right here, don't you think it would be fun to have Bryan Cranston show up as a sidekick to David S. Pumpkins?
He could definitely do that, too.
Right. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the whole skit in my head right here. It's amazing. Yeah. Well,
any questions?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the two of them together, I think that would be a laugh riot.
Yeah, I'd see it.
It's just me.
No, it's not just you. I would definitely see that.
All right. Man, I am 2 for 2 on getting things shipped today.
Right. You go to see movies sometimes, don't you?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Did your movie watching crew take you to go see Dungeons & Dragons?
No.
Okay. Did you see Dungeons & Dragons?
No.
Okay.
I will watch that when it will cost me no money on a streaming service.
Fair.
So that when I'm saddened by the amount of comedy in it, I won't feel bad that I spent money on it.
Okay.
No, I'd imagine our next movie, I don't know, what's coming out next in Marvel Land? Is that Marvels? The Marvels? What is that, the next one?
I've totally lost track.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose Guardians 3. Now,
Guardians 3.
Yeah, I suppose that'll probably be the next thing we go see.
I thought you meant after that, but okay.
Yeah. Nope. Just had a brain fart and totally forgot about Guardians. So yeah, I'd imagine Guardians 3 will be the next thing we go see. I didn't go see the Mario movie. I'll also wait for that to appear on a streaming service of some variety.
I would like to. I'm really got to lower my expectations for that movie, and they're pretty low.
How bad could it be?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
Could be Love and Thunder bad.
Yeah, but it's gotta be better than the old TV show from the 80s.
No way, Captain Lou is the best.
TV show was terrible.
It was perfectly serviceable back then.
Uh-huh. All right, Ian, who we got next week for people to prep about?
Oh, next week, let's add Keira Knightley to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
There you go. Movie superstar, Keira Knightley. Willie, what kind of mail you got this week?
Oh, all the mail. So I'll make up for the lack of future Ian segments. First, I'm going to start with Jeff Duggan's Wall of Text.
Hello.
Hey-o. Wall of Text.
The kind of budget you're talking about for that shoot guns out of a helicopter deal is way out of my depth. Then again, the budget for a Vegas vacation is out of my depth. And I don't get this, but in parentheses he says, but I really, really want to be in Boston on 18th of March, 2030. Time to start saving up. What happens on the 18th of March, 2030? I did a Google. It told me nothing.
I don't know.
I think
does that mean he was in Boston for St. Patrick's Day and woke up alive and is proud of himself?
Maybe.
I don't know. Right. I honestly have no idea. I wish I knew more.
Yeah. Maybe we'll learn more in the future.
Right.
He also says, Emma Frost crash. Yeah, that purple versus Carolina is a weird bug. Yeah, it is a weird bug. And I'm mentioning it again, not only because Jeff brought it up, but because it kind of needs to be fixed. Craig, are you sure that those are the rewards given the continuous errors over the last month? My best wishes to Ice and company in trying to sort out what's going on between the scheduling tools and appearing live in the game. But yeah, are we sure of the rewards? No, I don't think we're sure of any of the rewards.
Yeah, been a couple bugs lately, but it's okay.
I mean, we're not even sure that the Daily Deadpool is going to be a daily thing.
And only skipped it once, right?
Well, they brought it. They got it back working by what, noon?
Yeah,
a little before then, I think. But in any case, and some hiccups.
Samurai, we have been to Battlefield Vegas. It was a good time. A couple of times.
Yeah, Battlefield Vegas was great.
Shooting machine guns is a good time. We did not pay to crush a car with a tank.
No,
but we did. We did shoot a lot of machine guns.
I also didn't pay for the second and half of firing a minigun.
Right.
I got to watch somebody do it though.
Yeah.
Also from Jeff, Negatorch, is that his name? I don't know. It is now, I guess.
Unconfirmed.
The New Torch got one of the better event names in a while for their PvP. I looked it up, and now I don't remember what it was. Do you remember what the event was?
Nope.
Yeah. It's a cute name, though. Nice little pun. I don't remember it, though. So it wasn't that great. Ian, thank you for making the tradition slash fiddler joke. I was about to put a GIF link in for it. No? Don't recall?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. And Ray, podcasts and YouTube aren't great mixes anyway, so the show going away from there isn't a huge loss. Well, yeah, kind of. There is a problem. I'm not really going to get into it because I don't want everybody going to check on the webpage, but in any case, it causes me a little bit of grief. Did I miss that De Niro was on 2 weeks ago? I think I would have taken him instead of Harrison Ford as the replacement for the late William Hurt as Thunderbolt Ross. De Niro, right. Thunderbolt Ross.
Sure.
Yeah, could be.
Or maybe Gorgon as a second choice. I can't picture I've moved Gorgon. Ross, I'm okay with, but...
Mm-hmm.
Also, his comment on Bryan Cranston. The obvious choice is a new Professor X, since he is the most famous. His most famous role is bald. Add hair back and maybe Reed Strucker.
Sure.
That's a deeper cut.
Yeah.
Ian Pop-Pop, I'm assuming you know by now that Moon Bin has been found dead on the last day. On the day the last episode aired.
Yes, absolutely. I will re-mention that. My list is... Sorry. So here's what I've discovered. And I'll make this... this is really nothing to do with this. I have a list that I'm working through for the Pop-Pop segment, for both segments. I've been jumping around on the Pop version of the Pop-Pop segment and not keeping a list. So I don't know where I am on that list. I'm not going to do that to myself on this other list. So the K-Pop list is immutable. I'm sorry.
Sure.
When I do get to Astro, I will pour one out for our dead homie Moonbin.
He was what, 25?
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, that is some tragic news.
Hey, so Jeff says that March 18, 2030 is the 40th anniversary of a museum heist. It still doesn't explain to me why he needs to be in Boston that day, unless he's the one who stole all this money and he's going to, cash it all in that day. I don't understand.
Man, I hope he's an art thief. That would be the best thing I've ever heard all day long.
Yeah, I'm curious if the museum's, like, does the museum do something,
They celebrate the art they don't have?
Yeah.
They have some blank spaces on the shelves and go, well, it would be here. Come see what we don't have. Here's a photograph of that painting we don't have anymore.
Duggan's 11. Nice.
Yep. That's good.
All right. Well, continuing with Jeff, also on Pop Pop, fun trivia. President Lyndon Johnson had a Fresca taps installed in the White House.
Oh, wow.
I wonder how long those lasted.
Right. That administration. End of list.
Over also on Reddit. Did you see me? My three-star squad. I asked about three-star squads. Is Thanos, Black Widow, Grisu, Black Widow, and Scarlet Witch. Once the sniper rifle is loaded, one shot ends the match. Add in a support that gives a chance to gain green at the start of the match, and one that gives a chance for purple for Scarlet Witch. Doesn't mention what these supports are, but there you go.
No, but it reminds me that supports are there, and that you can benefit from using them in an effective way, unlike how I use them.
You certainly can. And Stink Palm says Bryan Cranston was a bit wasted as Professor X, despite his age, 67 years old. I would humbly suggest Norman Osborn, fully crazed out, intelligence and lunacy personified. He would make a strong Osborn. And who would play Harry Osborn? You guessed it, Frank Stallone.
Man, suddenly it's turned into a Norm MacDonald bit.
I totally approve.
Frank Stallone.
But seriously, Austin Butler. Cranston would chew through his insecurities, and he approximates the age of Tom Holland. That's a Spidey film I want to see. Wait! Alternate universe, Adrian Tomes Vulture. Wrinkly and green tights until he life drains someone and gets back his youth.
Oh, all right.
That's a lot of ideas for Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, really?
Dances with Weevils says, when Hickman killed off the Human Torch, I was immediately dismissive. Killing someone off has become a symbol that the writer is desperate for a story idea. In retrospect, it was great, and Hickman's run on the Fantastic Four is one of the best ever. Importantly, it gave us an amazing comic book with one of the greatest images of all time. And I will be putting that image here in the Discord.
Okay.
I'm really, I don't know if anybody has information, you know, I don't know what comic that is or why we're seeing him on the toilet, but, you know, there you go.
I don't know. It's just a nihilist using the facilities.
I suppose everybody poops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dances with Weevils also says, I'm really sad to hear about the loss of the YouTube links. Stitcher and Apple only have like 100 shows from the past 3 years. How am I going to re-listen to all the old episodes now? Well, I don't understand why that's true, because Stitcher and Apple should be pulling from the RSS feed, which has everything. But if nothing else, you could go to Podomatic, which is the source. All of the episodes should be there and should be anywhere that uses the RSS feed, which at this point should be just about everywhere. So.
Hey, Samurai says that apparently that guy was sharing an apartment with Spider-Man. But this strangely sounds like the plot from John from Cincinnati. Maybe he just needed to dump out.
Yeah, maybe. Man, that show was a bummer.
It was. It was a bummer. Not as bad as that other show with Phoebe, but...
Oh, the comeback was the... That was unwatchable. At least we were able to struggle through John from Cincinnati.
Yeah, but man, we were like, oh boy, it's a Phoebe show. Let's turn on the Phoebe show. And we went, oh, this is real bad. This is real bad.
Yep.
The last thing Dances with the Weevils has, Bryan Cranston is a great actor who is really good at both comedy and morally ambiguous, conflicted characters. I would love to see him play Galactus. I don't know how you get comedy with Galactus, but... And I don't think he would wear a suit. Like, that would be total CGI with Cranston's voice. Right?
Maybe he has to make a sad, funny face when Reed Richards shows up with the Ultimate Annihilator and makes him leave.
I don't even perceive Galactus as a conflicted being.
No, he's pretty straightforward.
He doesn't feel guilty about what he's doing.
No.
Dude's got to eat.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? He's hungry, man.
Man's got to eat.
Yeah.
All right, the last thing on Reddit, Bram Magnus said, Hammerhead is an enforcer, not a boss, or a capo. Silvermane is a boss. Kingpin is a boss. Mr. Negative is a boss. Hammerhead works for a boss.
No, you should go read the wiki. It disagrees.
I agree that it disagrees. It is wrong. Who's this commenter?
Bram Magnus.
You are correct, sir.
Magnus for Magnusing?
Exactly.
He says, this version of Johnny Storm is from Hickman's run. All of it is on Marvel Unlimited. He ditched the overused character arc where Johnny needs to grow up and move the character beyond that by having him take the cosmic control rod from Annihilus. Spider-Man took his slot for a second, and it is a great story. Go read it. He also says, no amount of pop-pop segments will ever get me to listen to K-pop. That isn't a vote to discontinue the segment. I always get a chuckle out of hearing Magnitude, which is not it. It's Magnify.
But Magnitude goes pop pop, right, Magnitude, so maybe it's happening.
Right, sure.
That's right.
Over on the D3 forums, TJ Author, I think he's angry. He says, I give that stupid Landshark joke of a character a chance. I will keep the 3-star because it's required in the Daily Deadpool, but I will never, ever roster the 5-star. What a useless garbage character.
Wow.
Passion.
Strong opinion.
Yeah.
And finally, from Auburn, for a while, I just picked my highest level 3-star characters for the Mighty Mighty Boston's node, but now I use Thanos, Iron Fist, and Arcade. Arcade's Black Power is a repeater that does about 3,000 damage per turn and only costs 7 AP. That sounds like a pretty good 3-star team.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated, why is it that Craig only runs 1 segment, but poor Ian is saddled with 3?
No one knows.
I think technically Craig runs more than 1 segment, but it all right. blends together.
Well, and as segments have come and gone, they have gone to different people. So.
Yes.
Right.
And finally, he said,
the show is an ever-changing organism.
That's right.
Auberman's last comment is, and can Ian also take over Craig's segment? Okay, thanks, bye.
That means Ian also has to write the outline for the show each week, then.
Right.
You're going to have to talk to Ian.
You've emailed me a couple of them. Now that I know how your copy and paste works.
That's right.
Okay, that's it. We have reached the end of the mailbag. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Something I want to mention, I probably should mention it before the show because I forgot. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Texas. What do we want to do?
Not the show.
The 10th, I'm going to be in Texas that week.
Oh, I mean, Ray gets some input too, but I mean, sorry, I shouldn't have been that enthusiastic. I don't know, guys. What do you think we should do?
Yeah, I need to look at a calendar. I think I'm out on the 10th anyway.
Nice. Oh,
okay. Well, then that would make it real easy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. We got a week to finalize that.
Show on the 10th. We'll keep you guys posted.
Where are we at? So that was the mailbag, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Billy. All right. So we would normally boost here, but we don't know who's boosted. So no boost for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just skip right to what Samurai says. It's an event week for PvP this weekend, and there's no advanced list on the forum. If in the infographic, which will be attached to the website later, there is an excellent step-by-step is an exaggeration, but he has completed a detailed or working, at 60% left. Holy smoke. So anyway, he's building that Lego Titanic, and it's amazing looking. I mean, absolutely just looks like an endeavor with some, you know, sweet, sweet payout. So yeah, I can't recommend this enough. Now, why are you, Samurai's not here to directly engage, but the last part of his message is very anti-Pinkertons, and I need to know more.
I don't know.
I feel like they are a pretty famously effective team of private investigators. I don't know why I would be wary of them. But, I mean, unless I'm Al Swearengen in my spare time, then yeah, I know how you feel about Pinkertons. But
that's most of what I know about the Pinkertons I learned from Al Swearengen, so...
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, that's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
He puts in that apparently Wizards of the Coast actually hired the Pinkertons to go track down a YouTuber who posted some magic set on before it was officially released.
They still exist?
Oh my god, dude, they're pumping out magic cards like there's no tomorrow.
No, Pinkertons!
Oh, yeah, of course.
What? That's amazing! That's job security. How do I become a Pinkerton?
I think it's too late.
Well, I think you have to have some skills and some kind of a, you know.
I could develop the skills. They don't just fall out of the sky.
Do you have a particular set of skills?
Not yet, but I will develop them.
Right.
I thought they were just an old-timey private investigating agency. I didn't realize they were still, you know, in operation 150 years later.
Yep, still around. Nice. I think they're still based in Chicago. At least they used to be.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess I'll research them on my own time.
Let's move on then. Let's go to Pop Pop!
Pop Pop! Oh yeah, this segment.
What do you got, Ian?
All right, let's talk about some K-pop. Now that I know that there's so many differing opinions, let's talk about, I don't know if there's such a thing as old school K-pop, but Red Velvet. Go. They burst onto the scene back in 2014, so in my mind, they are old school K-pop. They have a very electronic sound. Like if I had some glow sticks and some neon paint and I was in the club, I would expect to hear some Red Velvet. They have tremendous vocals. So the best takeaway that I thought was their vocals are sublime. And they are multifaceted entertainers. In addition to being K-pop superstars, they have their own reality show called The Level Up Project, which is really just a travel show.
Oh.
They just go around to different countries and hang out in between tour dates.
I was going
to
say, when they're on tour, they just, you know, spend a couple extra days, like, checking stuff out? Or?
Yeah, like, in between the promotions? Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, like, okay. Season 1 is in Thailand, Season 2 is in Slovenia, they pop around the world touring and checking out stuff, and then they highlight other places in Korea. So, K-pop all-stars, reality TV all-stars, the totally appropriate five-member group, Red Velvet. I believe we have included a tiny bit of their hit single Birthday. So if you want to check that out, I will tell you about a pop, which is now called Starry. Starry, for all intents and purposes, is Sierra Mist. And by that I mean it's recently Sierra Mist just being rebranded as Starry in an attempt to cut into Coke's Sprite market and Dr. Pepper's 7-Up market. It is by far the least of all the decaffeinated lemon-lime sodas. I would rather drink a, you know, Sam's Choice lemon-lime before I drink a Starry. Starry is one of PepsiCo's many fails.
Like I said, I think we talked about this before. I still say bring back Slice.
Yes, I'll take Slice over Sierra Mist or Starry. Still not my favorite, but it had a better name.
I used to enjoy Slice.
Yeah, it was okay. But again, I vastly prefer Sprite or 7-Up.
Oh, it's a tough call between the two. Probably more of a Sprite person than a 7-Up person.
Okay. See, I'm more of a 7-Up guy.
Okay. I enjoy both. I can enjoy both.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. From the PepsiCo company, the lemon lime soft drink Starry, recently rebranded Sierra Mist. So, yeah. Pop, pop. Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Magnify. I really wish I had a Sierra Mist somewhere that I could open up beside a Starry and see if they actually changed anything or not.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
I should have planned ahead when they announced that rebrand was coming to see if anything actually changed. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's go OG, Ian. You got Steam open.
I do. Much to my own surprise, I'm. It's open and ready.
Well, open let's away, see what, son.
Oh, 4-star. Ooh, Mockingbird. I wonder if that's something I need. I feel like it is, but yeah, it is. That's the one I needed.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh, no, wait. Oh. Did I champion her? What is going on? How do you champion someone? Let me figure this out. I'll keep you posted. Oh, no, I championed her already. I was like, I thought I'd been struggling to champion her, but it's just another glorious level of Mockingbird.
Okay. I'm no.
Yeah, well, good enough.
I'm also only doing one. It is a 4-star. Worthy Cap. Heavy hitter.
Used to be amazing.
He used to be broken.
Yeah, he was broken. All right, I'm going to open some stuff. I got 14. I'm not going to do all of them. Let's go with a Rhino. The second one's purple. That's nice. That is a Kang Realm Shift. A Dazzler. Black Cat. Nebula. The Red Guardian. Who's this guy? Oh, Legion. That's a character.
Yeah, it is.
Deathlock.
The greatest character.
And let's do this. It'll be last. X-23. So, what was that? Like 9, I think? One purple out of 9. What does that get my Kang to? My Kang is now a 2-4-3 in the Kang world. That's not too bad.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Again, you have plenty of blue to make him useful.
Yeah. Thanks as always, though, to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is named the Soon-to-be-named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com, includes this podcast, Ray and I's other podcast, The Profane Argument, Longbox Heroes, and 472 different wrestling podcasts.
Not sure that's entirely accurate.
Not even a little bit. It is just a... that's the genre that is most explored, I think, on our network.
Yeah, probably.
But there are a ton of great shows to check out, and you can get direct links to all of them available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Maybe we could start our own wrestling podcast, Ian, where it's just, you know, old matches misremembered by Craig and Ian. Do you remember that time? That didn't actually happen. Do you remember that one? No, that didn't happen. No? All right, just me. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I can make a whole show of that.
All right. Anything else for the go to the order?
No. Nope. We got a great show next week and then a hiatus for a week after that.
Raymond.
Someone got a cricket sound effect?
It was an attempt at one.
That sounded good. I heard it.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray our webpage, the D3 forums, the subreddit, all of those places. He will take your input. If you want to click on our Amazon banner and buy something, much appreciated. Or, you know, become a Patreon and sponsor a segment or something. Those are still out there. We probably got to redo that Patreon list at some point again.
Yeah, probably.
We haven't updated those rewards for a long time. Oh, well. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the antenna are just for show. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.